Hey there, Captain Rat. You got a big snook heading towards the line, huh?
Oh yeah, we're in a great little spot here next to a mangrove island. We've seen a couple snook in the 30 to 36 inch range, and tide's kind of slack and the wind's not blowing much, so they're being a little bit picky, but they're here.
Wow. I was trying to get this thing to work and nothing would work, and I'm listening to you talk about, hey, it's going right towards your line, it's going right over there. I was trying to get that,
yeah,
and I couldn't get it. You know,
in our area.
So,
but we had an exceptional morning talking fishing this morning, Frank.
Okay.
We were out in an area, had some baits under about 6 feet under a float, some big threads and herring, and nothing was happening. There was four or five other boats in the area, and nobody was getting any bites, and all of a sudden, we got a double hookup, and we had a brand new guy on the boat, John, here, who'd never caught a fish, a tarpon. So he's hooked up. I've got a regular with me, Dave, and he's hooked up, and his fish jumped out of the water, and I immediately said, that fish has got to be 180+. And we fought these pair of fish around down through where the boats were and across this big flat, and we boated the one fish, John's fish, first, which was 140, 150 range, which is a big fish for his first fish he'd ever fought, you know?
Oh, man, that's an amazing fish, yeah.
Oh, just big, beautiful fish. It was great. And then on the lighter line, which was 65-pound test, the other fish was on 80-pound test. The lighter line, we keep fighting this thing, and I'm like, I'm telling you, this fish is a huge fish. And we get in, and I think that's got to be 200 pounds plus. It's a monster. So we finally, after an hour, get it up to the boat, being careful never to pick her head out of the water, because at that stage of the fight, she was really weak. And when you lift their head straight up out of the water at the end of that, a lot of times you'll hear a tarpon burp. And that air coming out of their air bladder, it was almost always a death sentence, especially after a long fight like that in hot water.
Right.
So we kept her laying flat in the water, put a tape around her girth, and her girth measured at somewhere between 52 and 54 inches without exaggerating it. You know, she was struggling a little bit, so I couldn't get a super precise measurement.
All right, I got a calculator. How long?
The fish was minimum 72 inches long, and on the chart, that tapes out to 220 plus.
72, and how? What was the girth?
54. I don't know the length, because we didn't want to take the time to measure the length, because she was getting real weak and just needed to keep moving. But it was no less than...
Easy 200.
You know,
easy 200.
Yeah.
I just did the math on it. It comes up well over 2, and so that's telling me it was an easy 200 pounds.
Yeah, it was excellent fish, man. It was a catch of a lifetime, I'll tell you that. Really cool to see.
Oh, yeah. Was it spinning?
Yeah, both on spinning gear.
Oh, man. 200-pound fish on spinning tackle. That's amazing.
Yeah, my man did an excellent job. Both guys did. I mean, we had a double on and got both fish in, and one guy was brand spanking new to it. His fish went under the boat, around the motor. Just a couple times we had to pop the barrel open and try to untangle the line. It was a mess with two fish on, but we did it.
Yeah, it was just on your website, Beyond Borders Outfitters, and stealing your logo off so I could put it next to you here on your radio program. So when you click... When you're listening to the show, afterwards, click the logo. You're going to see it's kind of a compass-looking thing. Click that. It'll take you right to Rhett's website.
Yeah, man. We left that because the guys figured you can't do any better than boating two monster tarpon at the same time, and now we're snook fishing.
So how's the snook fishing been?
It's been decent. We're on a little bit of a tough tide right now, but we've got it's medium high, but it's heading out lowly. And we're chumming an area here, bringing out some shiners, man. And there's beautiful snook swimming around, but we just had our first fish blow up on chum now. It's kind of calm and shallow, so you know how the snook are. They get a little picky when they can see you.
Absolutely. They actually get very, very picky when they can see. If you can get them to bite, you're really doing much well above average.
Well, man, Dave's got a line right where this fish just blew up, and he's getting ready to catch one.
I'm kind of just I'm trying to lay back so, you know, we can hear when it hits. But if I do that, then of course it won't hit.
That's right. Yeah, but it's gorgeous out here, Frank. We've had a light southeast breeze all morning, and it's just an absolutely gorgeous, picturesque day.
Wow, that's too cool. Yeah, I was going to... Are you at the south end of the harbor?
Yeah, we're fishing the south end of the harbor, and we fished over near Boca Pass this morning.
Okay.
Just south of the pass.
I was going here, Boca. All right, yeah, you're sitting almost at low tide right now, and it's going to be coming in the next half an hour. You should start seeing some water moving.
Okay, cool.
Yeah, you got in the next within the next 30 minutes, you're going to have that water starting to move pretty good, and that should be the key to getting those fish to turn back on. Because boy, snook are particular when that water's not moving, they don't like to do it.
No, they always get a little. They're probably one of the pickiest fish out here next to a tarpon.
So, what'd you get your tarpon on this morning? What baits were you using? Any kind of good suggestions?
Yeah, we were using thread herring.
All right.
Beautiful thread herring, which the harbor's full of right now. That's why a lot of the reason why the tarpon come here, we get so much food.
Yeah, we're selling tons of sabiki rigs right now because, you know, the thread fins have been in such deep water, it's very, very hard. You throw a net that, you know, can capture Texas, but, you know, for normal people, you know, throwing that 12-foot 5/8 is tough, and we're selling a ton of sabikis for the thread fins right now.
Yeah, that's the way to do it, man, especially you don't have to worry about those big nets. It's definitely much easier way to go.
So, anyway, water conditions are beautiful, air, wind, everything's beautiful out there, huh?
Prime time, my man. We couldn't have it any better right now. It's just beautiful out here. That's gorgeous day.
All right. Well, anything else we should be going over?
Not much, man. We are just focusing really all our efforts on tarpon this time of year. If we hadn't been blessed by the hand of God this morning, we would probably still be tarpon fishing, but we did so incredibly well. We just want to back up on the snook fishing here, and there's a lot of fish around the pass, fish on the beaches, and unfortunately a lot of boats too, which can make it kind of tough. We lucked out this morning, there wasn't too many boats around us, but best thing that I can tell you is just make sure you stay patient, especially when you're tarpon or snook fishing. Get too antsy and want to move around too much, you often cut yourself out of a bite you were probably just about to get.
Well, great advice, Captain Rhett. This is Captain Rhett Morris on the line. It's Fish and Frank here in the chair, obviously, on Radio Fishing. And if you want to get out and catch some tarpon, some snook, and as you notice, I try and stay in contact with captains who do a little bit of everything. If you're out there tarpon fishing and you've had a great day or the bite slows down, they will take you over and they will get you that good day. And Rhett's definitely one of those. So, anyway, click the picture next to here, and it'll take you right to Captain Rhett's website. And anything else, or you just want to say goodbye?
Hey, I'm going to get back to working on these fish. They're taking a little more effort than usual right now at the snook spot. So I want to give my guys full attention, but it was great talking to you, and we always appreciate you checking in, Frank.
All right, we'll see you later, Captain, and go have fun catching some snook. We will talk to you later. Bye, buddy.
Hi, buddy. Thanks. Have a great day.